at 707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Yeah, we'll check in with a full discussion with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams about 30 minutes from now. Also, Larry Kirby from LCM joins us. Jeff Poore coming up this morning. We'll talk with him a little after 8 o'clock. And, of course, talking with you on the text line right now at 343-0106. 343-0106. We'll start this hour off like we do with a 6 and 7 o'clock hour. And it's the fight against coronavirus by the numbers. Let's talk about the cases nationally and then back here at home down to a county level. Dalton has the latest.
Yeah, nationally now over 1,881,000 total positive cases of coronavirus and over 108,000 deaths. There were 21,882 new cases added yesterday and 1,134 deaths reported yesterday after 730 on Monday and 638 on Sunday. We've seen the number of deaths drop pretty consistently here over the last few weeks. And the numbers of tests continue to rise. According to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, they track the number of national test results until 3 p.m. every day, so 3 p.m. until 3 p.m. And their numbers for yesterday, 417,000 total tests nationally yesterday, the sixth day in a row that over 400,000 have been tested, and there have been nearly 18 million total tests nationally since the pandemic began. Looking at our state, 18,474 confirmed cases in Alabama. That's after 122 new cases were added yesterday. That's the lowest number since April 17th. But what we have with the Alabama Department of Public Health, they've been going and adding to case numbers over previous days. I think that has to do with the delay of reports coming in from the more local rural hospitals.
They're amending.
That's correct.
Okay.
They're amending some of the past. So yesterday, I think we reported around 220 new cases yesterday. That number has since gone up to 334 for Monday's count. So they're going back after the fact and adding to cases. Right now, they say 122 new cases were added yesterday. I expect that number to rise if they do the same thing over the next few days. But what you can look at is the averages over the last week and the 2 weeks, because that helps to, you know, give you more of a clean picture of how many we're looking at daily now. And the 7-day average has dropped to 394 cases per day in Alabama, while the 2-week average is 416 cases per day. So we've made some good headway this week. There were 6,416 test results added yesterday in Alabama. Over the last week, 7.5% of those test results have been positive, and 8.8% have been positive over the last 2 weeks. Both of those numbers have dropped over the last few days. There have been 651 deaths due to COVID-19 in the state since the pandemic began. Yesterday, 7 deaths were reported, and the 7-day average for daily deaths right now sits at 10, while the 2-week average of daily deaths is at 11 per day. According to the ADPH, there have been over 231,000 tests performed in Alabama, and 82,000 of those have occurred in the last 2 weeks. There have also been 1,899 hospitalizations due to COVID-19 since March 13th. There are currently 639 hospitalized with the virus. Yesterday, 23 new hospitalizations in the state. Looking at the local numbers, 2,283 positive cases in Mobile County with 118 deaths. Yesterday's numbers include 12 new cases for Mobile County and 0 deaths added to the toll. In Baldwin County, 292 positive cases with 9 deaths, no new cases, and no new deaths added yesterday to Baldwin County's tolls. In Baldwin County, I don't think we've seen a death from Baldwin County added since mid-last week. So, you know, the beaches opened in early May, and since then, we have not seen that rise in Baldwin County like so many of us expected. Washington County has 72 positive cases with 6 deaths. Clark County has 148 cases with 2 deaths. Monroe County, 44 cases of coronavirus with 2 deaths. Escambia County has 74 cases with 3 deaths. Choctaw County, 153 cases with 10 deaths. Kanawha County, 41 cases and 1 death. And Wilcox County with 152 cases and 7 deaths. And looking at the 3 counties that have been hit hardest since the pandemic came to Alabama, Mobile County still leads in the number of positive cases and number of deaths with 2,283 cases and 118 deaths. Jefferson County's numbers still rising, albeit slowly. They have 1,882 cases, about 401 fewer than Mobile County, and they have 103 deaths in Jefferson County, 15 fewer than Mobile County. But Montgomery's case numbers continue to rise rapidly. They now have 1,802 positive cases in Montgomery County, only 80 fewer than Jefferson. There's 43 deaths in Montgomery County. That's about 60 fewer than Jefferson County and 75 fewer than Mobile County.
All right, Don, we appreciate the update. And what about the protests going on? This is a question people have been asking, I think, fairly. If everybody was told to social distance for all this time and then they're at a protest and they're standing close together. I actually heard a story reported last night that it was extra, maybe dangerous in the world. Extra chance of spreading the virus because through the droplets, people are yelling at a protest. And so the fact that they're exclaiming loudly projects the droplets farther, could make it even more dangerous for the spread of coronavirus. But what, you know, what's the story? Coronavirus and protesting at the same time. People are voicing fears out there that the virus may spread more because of these ongoing protests. John Lawrence from Westwood One with more.
The large George Floyd protests may result in more coronavirus outbreaks. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says protesters need to be cautious about COVID-19.
I just hope that people will get tested and will remember that we're still in the middle of a pandemic.
Some people are wearing masks, but social distancing is at a minimum. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams says he expects more COVID-19 cases nationally due to the George Floyd protests. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio agrees.
There's no question there's a danger this could intensify the spread of the coronavirus.
On a more optimistic note, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases says a phase 3 trial for one potential vaccine is scheduled to start next month.
By the beginning of 2021, we hope to have a couple of 100 million doses.
As for the next few months, the National Institutes of Health says the summer heat probably won't stop the virus, contrary to a prediction President Trump made earlier this year. Meantime, the president tweeting Tuesday that the RNC will be looking for another host for its convention in late August. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper isn't planning to ease social distancing guidelines for the convention. Three Republican officials say President Trump will therefore not accept the nomination in Charlotte. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
715 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. And I do not want to pile on here, but story over at NBC, MyNBC15.com said NASA is keeping a close eye on a massive asteroid.
Oh, boy.
Asteroid is estimated to be between 820 feet and 1,870 feet, making it potentially taller than the Empire State Building at 1,453 feet. And it's traveling at a speed of 11,200 miles an hour. They did that with a radar gun. Scientists don't expect the asteroid to collide with Earth. Rather, it should zoom safely past, but they'll keep an eye on it in case it enters Earth's atmosphere.
We may never know.
We should put that on the list of things we got to worry about. Hopefully that's one that's down the list of worries.
I would hope so.
Better chance of tripping over something when you walk out the front door than all of us getting asteroided up. But just want to make sure you're aware of it. All right. And you've got on the way some stories about rioting stories, looting stories going on, and how tech is involved in this?
Yeah, tech involved in this looting, and a couple stories about vehicles during all the looting in these protests.
All right, we'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Also in sports.
The NBA, they've got a schedule now, a proposed schedule for returning to play, and you mentioned these protests and the chances of coronavirus rising as you're in these protests. An Oklahoma State linebacker who returned to campus has tested positive for coronavirus after attending a protest in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
All right, sports on the way, coming up after headlines from WKRG. Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. And Austin, you told me over time, this time of year is swarming season here in South Alabama.
It is. It's upon us. And, you know, just because they're swarming, termites work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Typically during swarm season, you'll see them because they're flying around at nighttime. You'll see them inside the house. For one, I would say turn the lights off on the porch, close your blinds if you're not expecting company, and limit that light source. Swarmer is not the one that does the damage to the wood. It's the reproductive of the colony, and just means that they're in the vicinity of the home, not necessarily that you have a particular problem. It just depends on how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them. I mean, if you call and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or I've got them piled up in a particular room, or I see them coming out of a wall, then you definitely have a problem. But if you're just seeing a few here or there, it's that time of the season, and they're going to find their way in. The best thing to do is, you know, we can send a home evaluator out to check out the situation, and then what we'll do is come in and install the Centricon baiting system on the home. You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two suspects are in custody this morning after a Moody, Alabama police officer was killed in the line of duty. Moody is about 20 miles outside of Birmingham. Sergeant Stephen Williams was shot while responding to a call at a motel around 9 last night. A homeless man is charged with arson for allegedly setting fire to a vacant restaurant in Tillman's Corner. Police believe Robert Eden started the fire Monday night during an argument with another homeless man. Took firefighters 25 minutes to put out the flames at the old Bangkok Thai Cuisine building. No one was hurt. Mobile business owner and former University of South Alabama baseball player Jimmy Francia died yesterday. Friends and family say he developed pneumonia and later acute respiratory distress syndrome after undergoing knee replacement surgery. Francia opened and operated Francia's former affair on Airport Boulevard. He was 57 years old. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
719 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As professional sports leagues look to restart their seasons after being paused by the coronavirus pandemic, ESPN reports that the NBA has shared a proposed timeline with teams for returning to play. The league is modeling a 22-team format for the season's resumption beginning on July 31st in Orlando, Florida. On this timeline, a possible date for a Finals Game 7 lands on October 12th. Commissioner Adam Silver is expected to have a proposal to take to a vote of the NBA's Board of Governors on Thursday. According to ESPN, the NBA and National Basketball Players Association are still discussing details on a format, and there's still room for the league to maneuver on the structure of return-to-play ideas. The NBA has been advancing on a plan that would include regular season, play-in, and playoff games for the 16 teams currently holding a playoff position, along with six more teams that are within six games of the eighth seed in each conference. Those six teams include New Orleans, Portland, San Antonio, Sacramento, and Phoenix in the Western Conference, and Washington in the Eastern Conference. Disney's Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando is expected to serve as the site for all games and practices. NBA Hall of Famer and former Washington Bullets player and coach Wes Unseld died yesterday morning at the age of 74. Unseld's family said in a statement that he had lengthy health issues, most recently with pneumonia. Unseld was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame after playing for the Bullets franchise from 1968 to 1981. He spent his first five seasons with the Bullets in Baltimore, followed by eight seasons in Washington. Unseld was part of the franchise's only NBA title in 1978 when he was named Finals MVP after the Bullets defeated the Seattle Supersonics in seven games. Unseld won the regular season MVP award in 1969 and was a five-time All-Star. He and Wilt Chamberlain are the only players in NBA history to win Rookie of the Year and the MVP award in the same season. In college football news, Notre Dame and Navy will not open the 2020 season on August 29th in Dublin, Ireland, as originally scheduled. The two iconic teams will still face off to begin the season, but instead of traveling overseas, they're expected to play at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland, most likely on Labor Day weekend. The decision to move the game to Navy for the first time in the 94-year history of the series was made after, quote, extensive consultation with the Irish government, medical authorities, and the administrative staffs at both schools. Around 40,000 people from the United States were expected to attend the sold-out game in Ireland. There's still no definitive timetable for the return of college athletics, although the NCAA has allowed football players across the country to begin to return to voluntary workouts this month. Oklahoma State linebacker Amen Ogbonbamiga said yesterday that he tested positive for COVID-19 after attending a protest in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ogbonbamiga, who was a second-team All-Big 12 selection last year, made the announcement on Twitter, adding, quote, "Please, if you're going to protest, take care of yourself and stay safe." Ogbonbamiga was one of 30 players to return to campus on Monday, the first phase of Oklahoma State athletes returning to campus in the midst of the pandemic. According to ESPN, all of those players, as well as coaches and other staff members, were tested for coronavirus. Per university protocol, Ogbonbamiga will be quarantined in separate on-campus housing. He'll be retested Friday and tested again at a later date. 7:23 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you trade digital currencies like Bitcoin, then you've probably been struggling with all sorts of tax headaches. The IRS is closely watching cryptocurrency investors and actively auditing people who may not have reported all of their transactions. So be diligent in noting all of your income on your tax returns. Taxpayers have to follow basic rules that the currency is considered property, so gains and losses have to be reported on a tax return. If you think you may not have reported all of your cryptocurrency holdings in previous years, consult a tax advisor about how to proceed. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
From the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center, we've had accident-free conditions this morning. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Southern Mobile County, we've seen showers rolling through, so keep that in mind. Slower traffic there at Government and also Airport and 65, but the Bayway and the Causeway again look good. Struggling to find the perfect Father's Day gift this year? The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne is offering special Father's Day gift certificates for beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Discover more at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:26, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill, about 10 minutes away with a full discussion of Tropical Storm Cristobal, the track, intensity, what we can expect for our weekend. Don't miss it, just about 10 minutes from right now. All right, Dalton was talking about some of the, it's like it's going to be a segment now, looter stories here, and some interesting kind of side stories here. But the Apple one was interesting to me. Listen to this.
Well, everyone knows how expensive Apple's iPhones are.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's a popular spot for looters if they're able to break into an Apple store and run
although,
off with
let
iPhones.
Let me say, I see looters in some of these breaking into discount stores.
Mm-hmm.
if you're going to be looting, or they
go big or go home, yeah. Right? Well, if you've stolen an Apple iPhone over the last few days, Apple knows where you are. There's a lot of thieves who made off with iPhones from Apple stores, and when you leave with your stolen iPhone, apparently a message pops up on the screen that says, "This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted." And this has even been showing up on social media posts that these thieves are posting to their own pages that shows the thing that says Apple's tracking you. They've seen their locations for Apple in New York, L.A., and Washington looted. Another looting story here, this one's huge. San Leandro, California, which is just south of Oakland, had one of the largest auto theft sprees in memory on Sunday night. Apparently 74 vehicles were stolen from their lot during looting. Thieves were able to overtake the car lot, break into the lockbox, and get the keys for all of these vehicles out. They were hitting the alarm button to see which key went with which vehicle.
Walked around going, beep, beep.
And even though the owner had parked vehicles at the entrance and exit of the lot, they just kept ramming those cars until they were able to get through. 74 vehicles stolen, 15 have been recovered, and some have already been chopped for parts, they said. And one more looting story here. Looting in New York City, a Soho neighborhood in Lower Manhattan. A couple looters pull up to ransack a store. They pulled up in a $350,000 Rolls-Royce Cullinan SUV. $350,000 vehicle transporting people to loot.
Are you sure that they didn't go loot that from somewhere else first?
I guess it's possible. All right, very possible.
Looting news out there. So go quit looting out there, right? All right, 729 FM Talk 106.5. We'll be right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two suspects are in custody this morning after a Moody, Alabama police officer was killed in the line of duty. Moody is about 20 miles outside of Birmingham. Sergeant Stephen Williams was shot while responding to a call at a motel around 9 last night. A homeless man is charged with arson for allegedly setting fire to a vacant restaurant in Tillman's Corner. Police believe Robert Eddin started the fire Monday night during an argument with another homeless man. Took firefighters 25 minutes to put out the flames at the old Bangkok Thai Cuisine building. No one was hurt. Mobile business owner and former University of South Alabama baseball player Jimmy Francia died yesterday. Friends and family say he developed pneumonia and later acute respiratory distress syndrome after undergoing knee replacement surgery. Francia opened and operated Francia's former affair on Airport Boulevard. He was 57 years old. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
So you're moving. You found the perfect house, not too far from town, but now how are you going to get your safe moved? Call Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at 251-479-WARD for a quote. It's what they do. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is your hometown source when it comes to locking up your valuables, and they know how to handle your safe with care. You've got enough to think about. Let Mike Ward's take the worry away. Call 251-479-WARD for a quote today. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Special report protests across America. A mostly peaceful night of protest over the death of George Floyd. But as we hear from correspondent Alex Marquardt, there were tense moments like this in Washington.
We had seen this fencing getting rocked back and forth, you know, at times, maybe once an hour throughout the course of the day. The police didn't respond. The agitators who were doing it got shouted down by protesters. But in the last 15 minutes, clearly, many of them felt this was something that they wanted to do. They started rocking that fencing. They never got through, mind you. And the DC National Guard inside decided to respond. And respond they have, quite forcefully, with pepper spray, with pepper rounds.
James Miller resigns from the Defense Advisory Board because the defense secretary supported the forceful clearing of a peaceful crowd in DC. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Sitting around our homes during the pandemic may have reminded some of us how much we don't like them. The Mortgage Bankers Association says mortgage applications to buy a home are up 5% for the week and 18% higher than this time last year. Doesn't hurt that we're at a new low for interest rates, 3.37%. Economists expect private sector employment numbers today to show that the U.S. economy lost 8.7 million jobs in May. That would be an improvement on the record 20.2 million job losses ADP estimated in April. Oil futures are slipping today after yesterday's three-month high on reports that a meeting of crude oil producers tomorrow might be scrapped. That could kill chances for extending global production cuts that start ending late this month. The market is focusing not on the civil unrest and damage to retails, but on the positive signs in the market, and the Dow closed 267 points higher, NASDAQ gained 56, S&P was up 25.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're more focused than ever on keeping your employees and customers safe. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. Our Cintas technicians can apply our disinfectant and sanitizer spray throughout your facility. Our UltraClean service for restrooms uses a sanitizer effective against certain germs, bacteria, and viruses. And we'll help you stay well-stocked with hand sanitizer, face masks, and essential PPE. Visit Cintas.com and get ready.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to and in fact greater than the work performed at other window tint places.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, another humid morning here, and I can tell it looks like we're about to get a rainstorm here at the studio. I guess that's just part and parcel of this week to come.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of rain in the forecast, especially as we get into the weekend, and it's going to become very, very humid. A lot of tropical moisture will be surging up into our area over the next few days. Today, though, we actually have an upper air disturbance that's going to help produce some showers and thunderstorms. So we've got a very good chance for getting some rain today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Now, tonight, the shower activity will taper off in the evening. We'll see a low tonight anywhere from 70 to 72 degrees. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. And a little more sunshine tomorrow. We'll get up around 88 degrees. Now, looking ahead to Friday and the weekend. Friday, partly cloudy again, but a little better chance for showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. Then over the weekend, we're going to get a lot of moisture coming in from the Gulf of Mexico due to Tropical Storm Cristobal. And we can expect numerous showers and thunderstorms for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's going to keep temperatures mainly in the mid-80s. But we should get plenty of rain, and Cristobal looks like it'll be a rain event for our area. The storm right now hadn't moved much since yesterday. It's way down in the southern portion of the southwestern Gulf near the coast of Mexico. And it's been in that area now for almost 48 hours. But the water is very warm there, and as a result, it has increased to a tropical storm. But it is expected eventually to begin moving to the north, and that may not occur till Friday. In the meantime, there's possibility that it may decrease in intensity. It might move onshore for a while, and then Friday it'll move offshore and head to the north toward the open Gulf. And when that happens, of course, that's going to bring all that moisture into our area on the central and eastern Gulf. We now project that Cristobal will increase in intensity and become a strong tropical storm by the time it reaches the northern Gulf, and that will be Sunday night and early Monday. And the likely target right now would be the Louisiana coast, either the central or the western portion of Louisiana. That's not a definite thing because the storm hasn't even moved yet. But right now, it looks like it's going to head for a weakness between or in the high pressure system that's been over us, and that's where it's going to head for the central Gulf Coast.
All right, so that is to the west of us, like you said, though, that puts rain in the mix here. That's rain would start, even if you have Sunday into Monday, when would we, the rain that, like right now we're getting rain, is that because of Cristobal or is that that low you're talking about?
Yeah, the rain today is due to this upper air low, and okay. The same thing for tomorrow. But when we get into Saturday and Sunday, we start getting the surge of moisture, which will be on the eastern portion of the storm. And that's going to be with us for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and even into Tuesday. So we could pile up 6 inches of rain or more here along the Gulf Coast. So this is what I mean by a rain event when we're on the eastern side. This is not a massive storm, so that most of the strong winds with it are going to be over mainly in Louisiana, although in some rain squalls, particularly on the coastal waters this weekend, we could pick up some strong winds, maybe even to gale force at times. But the steady gales are going to be over in Louisiana, where we expect right now for that storm to make landfall Sunday night.
Do you expect any kind of, maybe this is the right term or the wrong term for this far off, but a storm surge? Do you see a rise in the water levels as you talk about coastal interest?
Most likely we will see a rise in the water levels, perhaps seas maybe 1 to 2 feet. It's a little early to project that, but the fact that we will be on the eastern side means that some of that water will be piling up on the coast, or we could see some coastal flooding. But for the immediate Mobile area, it's going to be a rain event, and we're going to pick up quite a bit of rain. We've been well below normal so far this year, but I think we could wipe that out very easily with the rain coming in over the next few days.
So, I mean, the kind of rains we're talking about could be, I mean, flash flooding, those kind of issues.
That's very likely we will see some flash flooding situations where these rain squalls that come in can produce a lot of rain in a short period of time, and that's where you get a lot of runoff and flash flooding. So that's what we're going to look to for the weekend, and particularly Sunday and Monday, when that storm is expected to get close to the Louisiana coast.
Dare I ask, anything else in the tropics you're watching?
Right now, we're looking okay. But this is, of course, incredibly early in the season, which runs to the end of November, and the peak of hurricane season is mid-September, a long way off yet.
That's for sure. We have, what's the prediction? How many storms?
Anywhere from 15 to 19 that named storms. The normal is around 12.
Well, the way we're going right now, I'd put some money on 19.
Yeah, and you remember this storm that's brewing now in the southern southwestern Gulf, this was Tropical Storm Amanda that produced incredible flooding on the western side of the mountains of Guatemala and El Salvador. And of course, it came across, broke up, and now has generated back to a tropical storm with a new name.
There you go. See, y'all, this is we're getting a recycled, repurposed storm for the Pacific to deal with. All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, and tropical weather expert with his eyes on the Atlantic Basin, Pacific Basin, right here in the Gulf, all hurricane season long. All right, we'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Trey Oliver, warden of the Mobile Metro County Jail and part-time artist. More after this.
That's the sound of rush hour. Hello, recess.
Mommy!
Work from home is a lot of work.
Mommy!
Even though we're a little further apart right now, we're still in this together. Regions is donating this ad to local food banks to shine a light on them as they feed our neighbors in need. Learn how you can help or get help at regions.com/foodbank. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Trey Oliver has over 31 years in law enforcement in his background. As the jail warden, the first thing he does every day is a rigorous early morning workout. But the greatest tool he brings to his workplace every day are his listening skills. They're so important, he teaches them to his trainees. And facing burnout a few years back, he did just what you'd expect of a jail warden. He began creating art out of driftwood and opened a gallery to show his work. Meet this Renaissance man on the next What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Regions, Wednesday, 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at whatsworkingcam.com.
Headed to the beach? Stop by Allegri Farm Market to fill your ice chest with the freshest fruit and veggies of the season. Just pick from a farm right down the street. Enjoy a crisp, cold watermelon when you come in from the sun. Sweet silver king corn, tomatoes, colorful peppers, and juicy citrus at prices the big stores can't match. The sweet taste of summer awaits you at Allegri Farm Market, Highway 181 at County Road 64 in Daphne.
Good morning from the Loaded CBD Traffic Center. We've got another accident. Spring Hill Avenue in Mobile, Infirmary Boulevard. That's going to be without injuries. State troopers are clear. Again, we've had some showers in southern Mobile County. So far, again, the Bayway, the Causeway looks great towards Eastern Shore. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrilled Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, now has their dining rooms open for dine-in. Enjoy their family-style cooking and all the Thrilled Rolls you can catch. Lunch today in Foley. It's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
743 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Want y'all to say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And the first question always for Larry is, how's inventory?
You know, inventory is good, John. It's, we've sold a lot of cars, so we're a little low, but we still got 100 cars sitting on the ground. It's not like we're depleted, but we need some more. So if somebody wants to sell something, we'll make them a fair offer. We like local trade-ins, as you well know.
And when you get those, because this is good for people to know, when we come check out a vehicle at LCM and you'll let us take it to our mechanic, it's been checked. Y'all have checked it out beforehand.
Absolutely. Yeah, we check it ourselves, and then we take it to, we have different sources to get a check out for different kind of vehicles. Not everybody specializes on everything, so we got people that specialize in certain vehicles, so we take them there and get them re-inspected.
All right, so then we come and we say, I want to take it to my mechanic, Larry.
Absolutely. Happens every day.
See, this is great. I mean, this is, when y'all do this, think about the number of times that vehicle has been checked. It gives you some peace of mind. Tell folks how to come out and check out the inventory.
Come see us at Highway 90 at Plantation Road. Like us on Facebook at lcmmotorcars.com and call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 745. On the way, I talked about this story last hour, but I think this is something we need to talk about in both hours, because this is a question. If you own a dog or dogs, this is a question you've asked yourself. If you're the person that hasn't asked yourself this, then I don't know what to do with you. Would your dog come rescue you? If you were like Timmy and you fell in the well, mm-hmm. you know, and Lassie would always come save you, would your dog, if you had a big accident, like I've tested it, what would happen if I fell under a bunch of couch cushions?
Yes.
would the dogs be able to save me?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually been studied. A new study out of Arizona State has looked at the question of whether your dogs would save you. So we'll give you more on that coming up.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether the dogs will save you. I do know you have a better chance with dogs than you do if you're a cat owner. I don't think
there's
your cats
no
are
chance.
Coming for
there's
you.
No chance if you're a cat.
Have you heard of a cat dragging someone out of a burning building?
No.
Because I haven't.
No. Rescue cat?
No.
You ever heard of a rescue cat?
No. Not once.
All right, so just put that on the list here this morning. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, interesting, as they have they were cleaning up the graffiti there on the Admiral Sims statue that we reported about yesterday. They took the pressure washers to the placards there on the pedestal. Go look at some of the pictures here and the color. Growing up, I just have never seen anything other than that kind of aquamarine patina that's on that those metal. Well, the pressure washer hit it, and now it's showing its real colors. Kind of interesting. We'll look into that. And Jeff Poore joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Dalton's got sports coming up and news headlines next.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your
interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Professional Collision, seven locations, are ready to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Online at professional-collision.com.
Okay, we're going to keep this quick.
Because at Blaze Pizza,
artisanal quality at crazy fast speed is what we're all about.
Fresh dough made from scratch daily.
Walk the line and choose any toppings you'd like.
It's all one price.
Then it's just 180 seconds in our blazing hot oven
for fast bar perfection. That's Blaze Pizza. Sound good?
Then come check us out and build your own pizza at Blaze Pizza.
Open now at Legacy Village in Mobile.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two suspects are in custody this morning after a Moody, Alabama police officer was killed in the line of duty. Moody is about 20 miles outside of Birmingham. Sergeant Stephen Williams was shot while responding to a call at a motel around 9 last night. A homeless man is charged with arson for allegedly setting fire to a vacant restaurant in Tillman's Corner. Police believe Robert Eden started the fire Monday night during an argument with another homeless man. Took firefighters 25 minutes to put out the flames at the old Bangkok Thai Cuisine building. No one was hurt. Mobile business owner and former University of South Alabama baseball player Jimmy Francia died yesterday. Friends and family say he developed pneumonia and later acute respiratory distress syndrome after undergoing knee replacement surgery. Francia opened and operated Francia's former affair on Airport Boulevard. He was 57 years old. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
When you're injured, the insurance company often tries to pay you less than you deserve. They call it business. We call it bullying. I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Every day, we get our clients more than what the insurance companies initially offered and more than they were hoping to pay. Sometimes even 100 times more. How do we do it? It's simple. It starts with believing and it ends with betting. Believing in you and betting on ourselves. We use our size, our financial resources, and our reputation to take on the biggest bullies and get you the biggest results. We have recovered billions of dollars for our clients. You know what the insurance companies are hoping for? That you hire the wrong law firm that won't make those bets. That's why when you need a lawyer, the choice you make makes all the difference. Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. So after an injury, who will you choose? There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
10 minutes until 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As professional sports leagues look to restart their seasons after being paused by the coronavirus pandemic, ESPN reports that the NBA has shared a proposed timeline with teams for returning to play. The league is modeling a 22-team format for the season's resumption, beginning July 31st in Orlando, Florida. On the NBA's timeline, a possible date for a Finals Game 7 lands on October 12th. Commissioner Adam Silver is expected to have a proposal to take to a vote of the NBA's Board of Governors on Thursday. According to ESPN, the NBA and the NBA's Players Association are still discussing details on a format, and there's still room for the league to maneuver on the structure of return-to-play ideas. The NBA has been advancing on a plan that would include regular season, play-in, and playoff games for the 16 teams currently holding a playoff position and six more teams that are within six games of the eighth seed in each conference. Those six teams include New Orleans, Portland, San Antonio, Sacramento, and Phoenix in the Western Conference, and Washington in the Eastern Conference. Disney's Wide World of Sports complex in Orlando is expected to serve as the site for all games and practices. NBA Hall of Famer and former Washington Bullets player and coach Wes Unseld died on Tuesday morning at the age of 74. Unseld's family said in a statement that he had had lengthy health issues, most recently with pneumonia. Unseld was inducted into the Hall of Fame after playing for the Bullets franchise from 1968 to 1981. Spent his first five seasons with the Bullets in Baltimore, followed by eight seasons in Washington. Unseld was part of the franchise's only NBA title in 1978 and won the regular season MVP award in 1969. He was also a five-time All-Star. Unseld and Wilt Chamberlain are the only players in NBA history to win the Rookie of the Year award and MVP award in the same season. In college football news, Notre Dame and Navy will not open the 2020 season on August 29th in Dublin, Ireland, as originally scheduled. The two iconic teams will still face off to begin the season, but instead of traveling overseas, they're expected to play at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium in Annapolis, Maryland, most likely on Labor Day weekend. The decision to move the game to Navy for the first time in the 94-year history of the series was made after, quote, extensive consultation with the Irish government, medical authorities, and the administrative staffs at both schools. Oklahoma State linebacker Amen Ogbonbamiga said yesterday that he tested positive for COVID-19 after attending a protest in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ogbonbamiga, who was a second-team All-Big 12 selection last year, made the announcement on Twitter, adding, quote, please, if you're going to protest, take care of yourself and stay safe. Ogbonbamiga was one of 30 players to return to campus on Monday, the first phase of Oklahoma State athletes returning to campus in the midst of the pandemic. According to ESPN, all of those players, as well as coaches and other staff members, were tested for coronavirus. And per university protocol, Ogbonbamiga will be quarantined in separate on-campus housing. He'll be retested Friday and tested again at a later date. 7:53, that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dix River Shooting is part of the Baldwin County community, locally owned and operated in Robertsdale off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. We're open for business and have everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. We thank the community for your continued support and want you to know we're following necessary guidelines to ensure your well-being. New summer hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday. Sticks River Shooting Center. Get your aim on.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:55, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Jeff Ford joins us here in just a few minutes. And remember, phone line, text line, 343-0106, 343-0106. All right, so you know that when Timmy would fall in the well, Lassie would come running.
Yeah, what's wrong, Lassie?
Timmy, he's in the well? All right, so a new study at Arizona State University looked at whether people's dogs would rescue them if they were in trouble. Here's how they set up their experiment. They had the dogs, dog owners sit under a box and then call for help. And about one out of three dogs rescued their owners.
Not so good about three, dogs.
You get a 66% chance that dog's going to leave you to... you know, perish. The percentage sounds low, but there's a catch. If the dogs knew how to get into the box through a special door in the side, they were eight times more likely to try to rescue their owner. The dogs showed lots of stress during the rescue scenarios, so it helped if they didn't have to figure out a rescue technique. So what does this all mean? If you want your dog to save you when you're in trouble, maybe run through a few practice scenarios, they say, using treats to train them so they know what to do if an emergency ever happens. So you've trained them with treats to come rescue you from underneath a box. Or like the experiments I've conducted, couch cushions.
Yes. Good
oh,
luck.
Oh, no. I've been trapped under these couch cushions. Dogs, help me.
I'll just drop. My ankle. And then nothing happens.
But if you would walk around with treats in your pocket, you know, if you're going to go into a possibly dangerous situation where you could be trapped in a well, under some couch cushions, anywhere, you know, hurt ankle out in the yard, just make sure you always, whatever you're doing, you have treats in your pockets, and then the dogs will find you. So there it is. So if you thought the dog would save you, well, there's a chance they would, but not a huge chance, unless you have a special door that they've learned to enter the box to mm-hmm. come rescue you. Cats, no chance.
No cat will save you.
So it's a dog thing. Also, reminder, too, noon today. Nappy voting starts up.
VoteNappies.com. FM Talk 106.5 has a number of nominees this year. So beginning at noon, you can start voting. I think they'll round up those votes in early July or at the end of the month. But VoteNappies.com starting at noon. We would love your votes.
Thank you. Vote early and often. Vote by online and do it. And if you're a Russian troll farm looking for something to do with your time, we'll take your votes too.
You can vote by mail. It won't count, but you could vote by mail.
Still do it. Yeah. 7:57. Be right back.